Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about overcoming, about being prepared for the sun, being prepared by the sun, that he prepares us to overcome. And we've been looking at the various instructions, information given us as God through his messenger, written by John, gave these warnings, these promises to seven churches of Asia in the early chapters of the book of Revelation. Today we're going to focus in on being prepared by Jesus helps us to overcome wandering. Some people wander by choice. They're just restless. They're moving from place to place, job to job. Sometimes purposefully, sometimes looking for something. Might not even know what it is they're looking for. Other people wander not by their choice. They're moved by job loss, by health conditions, by one factor or another that isn't of their doing. They wander. But as bad as our physical wandering can be, or as good as it can be, depending on whether you like it or not, there's another wandering that's of greater concern. The old hymn says, I've wandered far away from God. The great news is now I'm coming home. And for those who overcome, we have a place to call home. Revelation 3, verse 12 says, he who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will he leave it. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God, and I will also write on him my new name. Perhaps you've noticed each morning as we've talked about those who overcome, there's a lot of language about writing, particularly about writing a name. About making a permanence. We often think, and you look at court settings, and a written contract always carries more weight than a verbal agreement. Putting something in writing, many people are hesitant to do because it's there for any to see that would find it. And God says, for those who overcome, they'll become a pillar in his temple. And I don't believe he's talking about a stone column. We talk about people being a pillar of their community, an upstanding citizen who supports their community, who does good for their community. He says, when you overcome, you have a place of belonging, a place of respect, a place where you're valued. And in this community, there's a new home, a place that is yours, with your name written on it, a new name even. A name including the name of your God. The name of your city, your new address. And the overcoming is a work that's actually done by Jesus, by God's Spirit within us. We overcome not by being stronger than everybody else. We overcome through humility by submission. We think of competitions in our world, and most of them we tend to look for the fastest, the strongest, the smartest. The one who overcomes is the one who is better at everything. But in God's kingdom, the one who overcomes is the one who surrenders everything to put Jesus in charge. I think of the story of David and Goliath. The armies of Israel and the Philistines would line up across the valley from each other, and it appears spend days yelling at each other, trying to intimidate the other into leaving. The difficulty was the Philistines were huge. And they knew it. In fact, they would send out one of their own. The reason we have a story of David and Goliath. A man named Goliath who was huge. Conversions of cubits and things mentioned in the Bible would indicate, scholars believe, probably 9 feet tall at least. And he would come out and challenge Israel. And his basic premise was, why does everybody have to get hurt? Why go to the trouble of a full battle? You send your best representative against me, and I'll represent the Philistines, and whichever one of the two of us wins, we'll count that as decisive. And use that one-on-one match to replace a battle. All of Israel just would shake in their boots, and there was no one that was wanting to go up against Goliath of Gath until David. And David's declaration was that he served a God that could take down the enemies of Israel. And he won, not by might or by power, but by the power of God and his faith in a God that could do. And that's the kind of overcoming that helps us to overcome wandering away from God. To realize today, Jesus prepared to leave this earth, he told his disciples, if he goes, well, he's going to go and prepare a place that we can call home. And then he'll come back and take us to where he is. And so we stay on the path that walks with Jesus every day. We're reminded that we've been given a new name. We've been given a new home. We've overcome the penalty of sin through the work of Jesus on the cross. And while we may wander this earth, we've overcome the eternal wandering. Because there's a place prepared for us that when Jesus returns or when we go to meet him, it has our name written on it. God says, welcome home. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with you, in order to have a home that's been prepared for us, a home that's a permanent home, a home that overcomes the wandering of our flesh, the wandering of our mind and our eyes, the troubles that the wandering might get us into at times. And we overcome that by keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, by living with the certainty of the work done by Jesus on the cross that set us free. And so God, today, and regardless of where we're at geographically, whether we've been settled in one place for a long time or we're wandering for whatever reason, may we realize, may we understand, may we share the good news that a day is coming for all who are in Christ, for all who overcome through the power of the Spirit, that we'll be home. And our wandering will end. And we'll be with you forever. And so, God, today, help us to lift up Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, the way home. That as we lift up Him, He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.